If your Facebook posts used to get hundreds of views and now they barely get seen, you are not imagining it. You are not shadow banned. You are not cursed. But you are playing a game where the rules changed and no one sent you the memo. Hey, this is TNT Nerds, your trusted neighborhood tech nerds. We help small businesses and creators stay sane, smart, and ahead of the curve in a world where the internet seems to reinvent itself every few months. Today we are talking about a painful reality for a lot of small businesses. Why did your Facebook post views suddenly fall off a cliff? And more importantly, what can you actually do about it? Let us start with a quick story. You finally craft the perfect post. A clean image of your product, a sharp caption, maybe even a discount for your followers. You hit publish. You wait. 48 hours later, Facebook tells you that post reached 47 people. 2 likes. One of them is your cousin. Last year, that same kind of post might have reached 800 people without you boosting anything. So what changed? In this episode, we are going to break down 3 silent forces that are killing your Facebook views, and then we will walk through a 7-step playbook that smart small businesses are using to fight back. By the end, you will understand how Facebook actually thinks, and you will have a clear plan to start getting your posts in front of real humans again. All right, let us dive in. Section 1. What actually happened to your Facebook reach? First, let us clear something up. Your page is probably not broken, but your strategy might be outdated. Over the last few years, Facebook has quietly done 3 big things. Number 1, it changed the newsfeed algorithm to heavily favor posts from real people like friends and family, and content that sparks conversation. Number 2, it got way stricter about what counts as a view or a reach. A post that flashes by for half a second while someone scrolls does not really count the way it used to. Number 3. The platform got way noisier. More ads, more creator content, more everything. So when you post as a small business, your content is competing in a feed that is overflowing, and the algorithm is asking one very simple question. Is anyone actually engaging with this? If the answer is no, your post quietly sinks. But here is the good news. Once you understand what the algorithm is looking for, you can start designing posts that it actually wants to push. To do that, we have to talk about the 3 silent forces that are crushing your views right now. Section 2. The 3 silent forces killing your Facebook views. Force number 1. The algorithm reboot. Back in 2018, Facebook made a major shift. They said they wanted to prioritize meaningful social interactions. In plain English, that means the platform now loves posts that make people talk to each other. Not just like talk, comments, replies, shares. If a post gets people commenting back and forth, that is a win. If a post gets a couple quick likes and then silence, that is a fail. So if your content looks and feels like a flyer pinned to a bulletin board, it is going to get buried. The algorithm is not punishing you. It is just bored. Force number 2, the content pile up. Every year, more businesses, more creators, and more advertisers pile onto Facebook. Imagine walking into a convention center where every wall, every booth, every hallway is filled with posters, videos, and flashing ads. Your single little post is one tile on a massive wall of content. If it does not stand out, it gets painted over fast. That is the reality right now. You are not just competing with the shop down the street. You are competing with global brands, viral memes, and your customers' hyperactive group chats. Force number 3, the user shift. People are not using Facebook the same way they did 10 years ago. A lot of users now live inside groups, private communities, and direct messages. They come to Facebook to see people they know or to hang out in topic-based spaces they trust. That means a regular business page post, out in the open feed, is basically an outsider. It is the brand trying to crash the family barbecue. So when you put all three forces together, it makes sense that your numbers dropped, the algorithm changed, the competition exploded, and user behavior moved away from passive scrolling and closer to intentional spaces. But that does not mean you are helpless. It just means you need to stop treating Facebook like a billboard and start treating it like a conversation. Section 3. From victim of the feed to architect of attention. Most small businesses approach Facebook like this. Post something. Hope. Refresh. Get mad. Repeat. The problem is, that is a lottery mindset. Instead, we want you to think like an architect. Every post is a small, intentional piece of a bigger system. A system that includes your page, maybe a Facebook group, your website, your email list, and even other platforms like Instagram or TikTok. Your job is not to chase the algorithm. Your job is to design interactions. So now let us turn this into a practical plan. Section 4. A 7-move playbook to revive your Facebook presence. These are not magic tricks. They are simple, repeatable moves that help you work with the algorithm and with real human behavior. Let us go through them one by one. Move number 1. Make posts that beg for a response. The most important question you can ask before you hit publish is this: will this post make a real person want to respond? Not just like, respond. Instead of posting, here is our new product. Try something like this, this or that. Post 2 versions of a product and ask, which one would you actually buy? Quick wins. Ask, what is one small win you had this week? Drop it in the comments so we can cheer you on. Honest questions. Ask, what is one thing you wish businesses in our industry would stop doing? The goal is not to look perfect. The goal is to start a conversation so that Facebook learns, hey, when this page posts, people talk. Move number 2. Lean hard into short-form video. Right now, video has a huge advantage. Moving images and human faces grab attention in ways static pictures just cannot. You do not need fancy gear. Your phone is enough. Here are some ideas. Share a 30-second tip related to your niche. Walk through a quick before and after transformation. Give a tiny behind-the-scenes look at how something is made or how your team works. If your video can get someone to stop scrolling for a few seconds, listen, and maybe react, you are already ahead of most of your competition. Move number 3. Turn your page into a doorway to a community. Remember how we said users are spending more time in groups and private spaces? You can use that. Instead of treating your page as the only destination, make it a doorway. Create a Facebook group around your topic or your local community. For example, if you are a fitness coach, run a free group for busy parents who want home workout ideas. If you are a local cafe, run a group for neighborhood events and deals. Use your page posts to invite people into that group. Once they are inside a community space, your posts do not have to fight as hard with the open feed. The algorithm is more likely to show group content to people who engage there regularly. Move number 4. Turn your customers into your content team. User-generated content is one of your biggest cheat codes. Instead of always talking about yourself, get your customers to do it for you. Ask them to share a photo or a short video using your product. Run a simple challenge where people post their results or experiences. Then, with their permission, feature those posts on your page. This does 3 things. It gives you authentic content. It makes your customers feel seen and valued. And it signals to Facebook that real people are interacting with your brand. That is algorithm gold. Move number 5. Use hashtags and storytelling, not keyword stuffing. Hashtags can still help, but not when you use 20 of them in a row. Pick 1 to 3 relevant hashtags that really fit the post. Then, put more energy into the story you are telling. Do not just write. New product now available. Tell a tiny story. talk about the customer problem that inspired this product, share a quick behind-the-scenes moment, like a funny prototype fail, or highlight one real person who already tried it and loved it. Humans remember stories, not bullet points. And when people care, they comment. Move number 6. Accept that paid reach is part of the game now. Organic reach is not dead, but it is not enough on its own for most businesses. The reality is, Facebook now expects serious brands to put at least a little money behind their best content. The key word there is best. Do not boost every post. Instead, watch which posts perform well on their own for the first day or two. Then take your top performer and put a small budget behind it. We are talking $5 to $20, not $5,000. Choose a clear outcome. More profile visits, more messages, more clicks to your website. Paid reach, even at a small scale, lets you turn great organic content into a reliable traffic engine instead of hoping the algorithm feels generous. Move number 7. Build a simple analytics habit. If you want your Facebook presence to improve over time, you need a tiny bit of data, not a giant spreadsheet. Here is an easy monthly ritual. Once a month, sit down for 15 minutes. Look at your last 30 days of posts. Write down your top 3 posts and your bottom 3 posts. Then ask 3 questions. What format worked best? Was it video, a photo, text only, or something else? What kind of hook worked? Did the post start with a question, a bold statement, or a story? What did people actually respond to? Was it emotion, humor, curiosity, or a useful tip? You do not need perfect numbers. You just need patterns. Once you see those patterns, you can double down on what works and quietly kill what does not. Section 5. How AI and TNT nerds can help you do this faster. Everything we just covered takes effort. Ideas, writing, recording, testing. The good news is you do not have to do it the hard way. At TNT Nerds, we live at the intersection of small business, technology, and AI. You can use AI tools too. Brainstorm multiple caption ideas for one post so you can test what gets better engagement. Turn a long post into a short script for a quick video. Repurpose your best Facebook posts into email content or even into blog articles on your website. On our site, you will find free and growing tools and resources to help you with this. You can explore our apps at tntnerds.com/apps. If you want hands-on support or a strategy partner to help you with your social media, AI, and tech stack, check out our services at tntnerds.com/services. And if you just want to be part of a community of fellow small businesses and nerds learning this stuff together, our membership is free. You can join at tntnerds.com/membership. Section 6. Wrapping it up. Let us bring this home. Your Facebook views did not just vanish into thin air. They got squeezed by a new algorithm, buried under a mountain of content, and pulled into groups, private spaces, and more intentional interactions. That sounds scary, but it is actually an opportunity. If you treat Facebook like a lab instead of a lottery ticket, the numbers start to make sense again. Ask yourself, is this post designed to spark a response? Am I using short video where it makes sense? Am I building or leaning into community? Am I inviting my customers to tell part of the story? Am I willing to put a little budget behind the content that already proves it works? And am I looking at even a tiny bit of data every month? If you start doing even a few of those things, you will be miles ahead of the businesses still shouting into the void and blaming the algorithm. If you want help turning these ideas into a real plan for your business, come hang out with us at tntnerds.com. You will find news, tools, services, and a growing community that is built for small businesses trying to survive and thrive in the new world of AI and the evolving internet. This has been TNT Nerds, your neighborhood tech nerds. Thanks for listening, and we will catch you in the next episode.